Hare Krishna devotos, devotees. Welcome to this Srimad Bhagavatam class. Thanks, TJ, for coming to the Srimad Bhagavatam classes. I know that it's freezing or cold outside. Yes, but this is the same thing. It's difficult. And all the devotees that are visiting the temple, thanks for coming. And I was thinking in like a reflection or like thoughts about Srimad Bhagavatam class. I'm by myself, I'm trying to improve my hearing in the Srimad Bhagavatam class. And I realized that it's very essential to have a good rest the night before. Don't you think? Have a good rest. Because if you don't rest the sufficient or the enough, you are going to sleep in the class or something like that. And of course, you obtain a benefit if you assist to the Srimad Bhagavatam class, but you obtain an indirect benefit. But if you hear attentively, you obtain the direct benefit. No? Because if we don't understand this, we have the example of the plants here. The plants, if you see them, they never miss a class or lose a class. They are here even before us in the temple. They assist to all the programs, they assist to, and in that case, if we are taking the, okay, if we are present in the class, Bhagavatam class, we are taking benefit. Yes, but it's not. If that is the case, the plants are able to go to the spiritual world now. You understand? So it's good to know that we have to take a good rest before. And it's very beautiful to see people that live outside the temple taking the austerity to come and hear Bhagavatam class. Like TJ, for example. So we need to learn that. This is all accordion. Okay. Please, not now. Because sometimes the keys, I need to fix it. Here, the Mridanga here. Good, excellent.
Jaya Radha Madhava. Jaya Kunda Vihari. Maranare Vedana Radaya Jaya Gopisana Vallabha Daya Nirmanadari Yashoda Nandana Vrajadana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Vrajadana Nandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Vālāvā Jāyā Girivaradārī Vidāna Jāyā Vidāna Vālāvā Yamuna Tira Manachari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Gavihari Jaya Radha Madhava Madhava Jaya Kundabihari
Keep going
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Vasudevaya. Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, canto, fifth canto, chapter 20, text number from 31 to 33. Okay? We are going to read the translation and then the purport. The ruler of this island, the son of Maharaj Priyavrata, named Vityotra, had two sons named Ramanaka and Dataki. He granted the two sides of the island to these two sons and then personally engaged himself in activities for the sake of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like his elder brother, Medatiti. For the fulfillment of material desires, the inhabitants of this tract of land worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as represented by Lord Brahma. They offer prayers to the Lord as follows. Lord Brahma is known as Karma Maya, the form of ritualistic ceremonies, because by performing ritualistic ceremonies, one may attain his position, and because the Vedic ritualistic hymns become manifest from him. He is devoted to the Supreme Personality of Godhead without deviation, and therefore, in one sense, he is not different from the Lord. Nevertheless, he should be worshipped not as the monists worship him, but him in duality. One should always remain a servitor of the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Worshipable Deity. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto Lord Brahma, the form of manifest Vedic knowledge. Purport by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. In this verse, the word karma mayam, obtainable by the Vedic ritualistic system, is significant. The Vedas say, Swadharma nishta satta janmavi umam virikchatam eti. One who strictly follows the principles of Varnashram Dharma for at least 100 births will be regarded with the post of Lord Brahma. It is also significant that although Lord Brahma is extremely powerful, he never thinks himself one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He always knows that he is an eternal servitor of the Lord, because the Lord and the servant are identical on the spiritual platform. Brahma is hearing addressed as Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. But if a devotee serves him with full faith, the meaning of the Vedic literature is revealed to him. Therefore, Brahma is called Brahmalinga, which indicates that his entire form consists of Vedic knowledge. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Namo Vishvapadaya Krishna Prasadaya Tale Srimate Hanuman Prasad Swami Tinamine. Namo Vishvapadaya Krishna Prasadaya Tale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Dissatarine. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Yananyana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Vanchakalpatarvyascha Kripasindhuvyavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Everybody is seeking power, isn't it? Everybody. And in every part of the society, even the devotees had this experience that the power is very attractive, have a little power. And we can be powerful persons, and it sounds good, in every stage of our lives. For example, we know that we like power because we like have influence to influence other people, other persons. I don't know if you know, but it's a famous book called How to Make Friends and Influence People. The author is an American author and talks about how we influence people. And guess what? This book is from the 60s, but it's very famous nowadays also, because people like to hear about this, how to control others, how to influence or have influence in the people's life. Don't you think that is true? And for that reason, that book is a bestseller, because people like this topic. But we can search in common examples. A person who dressed with nice clothes, the last tendency in clothes, they feel very proud. Oh, yes, I have these clothes. And what to speak about if we are talking about the have a good job and have a good salary also. If you have more money, a good salary, you feel powerful. Because you can pay this, you can gratify your senses as you want, and a lot of things. And we have also the experience, I don't know, but let me tell you one graphic example, personal example. Before joining to the temple in Argentina, I was working in a company. And you know, as we know, a company has different positions, hierarchies. Hierarchies. Yes. And the thing is that I entered there like a simple employee, working like simple mirror employee. But sometimes the owner of the company, he sent emails to everybody saying, okay, this position is available if you want to have a promotion in your job, you can do this, this, and this. But guess what? Nobody in the company wanted to obtain that position. Nobody. And I was impressed for that reason, and I start to answer my work partners. Hey, why do you want to be a supervisor or other position? Why you don't want this position? And they tell me no, because if you are promoted to other position, you have to work more hours, and sometimes you have to work at home. You have to, maybe the salary is not good, as we know, and you have to live with the other employees, and they start to hate you. And then another thing is that other people want your position, and that is it's difficult to overcome. Other people want your position. So I start to think, yes, it's true. It's not good to have a higher position, have a higher responsibility, because you have to pay the price. Do you understand so far? Okay. So there is a famous president here, Abraham Lincoln. You know him? And he said that nearly all men can stand adversity. But if you want to if you really want to test a man, give him power. Do you hear this before? Yes. No? So it's true, it's difficult to lead with power, with responsibility. And we are talking common examples, a president, be a Sankirtan leader, or be a Kirtaniya, or be a temple president, or I don't know, GBC, huh? Yes, different things. But what to speak about Brahma? As we know, Brahma is the creator of all the universe, the secondary creator, because Krishna is the original creator. So the thing is that it's a difficult situation for Brahma to get that position, no, and to act in that position of the creator of the universe. And as Srila Prabhupada said, we must to understand that Brahma is practically Krishna himself. So as the Bhagavad Gita said, Prakrite Priyamani Kunaikamani Sarvasaha Ahankara Vimudatma Kartahamiti Manyate. The tendency of the living entity is that you think that you are a doer of all the acts that you perform in this material reality. But actually, you are not the doer. And in the position of Brahma, it's more difficult because you have a lot of power. It's described here that Brahma is called Brahmalinga. So because his form, his entire form consists in Vedic knowledge. So practically, he is, as the British word said, no, he is an egghead or nerd. No, he has a lot of knowledge, incredible knowledge. And we know how powerful is have a little knowledge. Imagine have all the knowledge. You can influence people very easily. So in the Brihadbharatamrita, the book that has, I start to know this book, or I know this book because Jai Jagannath mentioned always this beautiful book. I heard and I found a good story to tell you. Maybe you know this story. Narada Muni is looking for who is the most exalted devotee, the recipient of Krishna's mercy, and he start to travel all over the world looking or searching for that people, for that person, and he visit Indra, and Narada Muni start to say, well, the Gandharvas has this tendency to encourage people, or how do you say when you praise, yes, people. And Indra said, no, you're a Gandharva. It's your nature, but I don't believe you, no? Something like that. But Narada Muni started to say, you are the leader of the demigods. You are the most exalted devotee. You are the recipient of the Krishna's mercy. But Indra said, no, don't say that. Please, you should go to the home of my leader, no, Brahma. Visit him. He is the recipient of the Krishna's mercy. And I'm going to tell you why. And Indra started to say, no? Because this, he's the creator and everything. So Narada Muni traveled again and visit. He went to the Brahma's Brahma Loka, visit Brahma. And Brahma was there, and Narada Muni entered, and he started to offer prayers to Brahma, beautiful prayers. And here is the answer of Brahma. We need to learn this. This is the essence of Bhagavad Dharma. hear with attention, please. Well, Parikshit Maharaj is telling the story. So, thus, loudly praising Brahma, bowing before him with great devotion again and again, the sage Narada expansively sang Brahma's glories as he had heard them from Indra and seen them with his own eyes. It's not only the version of Indra. Narada also, he saw the glories of Brahma. So merely by hearing what Narada said, and this is very interesting, Brahma grew disturbed. He anxiously covered his 8 ears and said over and over again, "I'm just a servant." So try to imagine. Brahma has four heads and 2 hands. How can you cover 8 ears with 2 hands? Okay, you don't want to think or imagine now. I understand. Okay, just continue. With some effort, the four-headed Brahma checked the anger stirred, or something like that, within him by hearing what no one should hear and rebuked his son Narada. Sri Brahma said, this is very interesting, "I am not the Supreme Lord Krishna. On what authority and by what logic do you say this? Haven't I constantly taught you about this since you were a little boy?" No? Brahma is chastising Narada. His personal energy, Mahamaya, stands within his sight like a might servant. It is she who deploys her material modes to create, maintain, and demolish this world, and so on. No? Brahma starts to speak. "No, I am not the Supreme. No, I'm just a servant of Lord Krishna. And I'm going to tell you why," in order to summarize a little bit. Brahma starts to say, "I commit a lot of mistakes in my position." As we say before, responsibility involves, power involves great responsibility. Okay? So, Brahma said, "I commit a lot of mistakes." Do you remember the mistakes of Brahma? Okay. Yes. Exactly. Good. And before that pastime, we have another mistake of Brahma. Before Krishna. Yes. When Krishna? Yes. Any other? Yes, can you use the microphone because Prabhupada Gokula, or yes, here we are. Thanks.
Hare Krishna. The Brahma was thinking himself, he is the only creator, he is only Brahma.
Yes.
But he has only 4 heads, no one is greater than him, no, like that. He was not thinking that other Brahmas also there, with 10 headed, like 100 headed, like that. Then yeah, when Krishna called all the Brahmas, then he was bewildered.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we have 2 more, more exalted mistakes that Brahma commit. One of them is in the time of Ramachandra. As we know, Ravana is a devotee of Brahma. So he obtained all the power by worship Brahma. And the most known example is Hiranyakashipu. also. No, he started to worship Brahma, and Brahma gave him all the power to destroy the universe, and even all the power to kill Prahlad Maharaj, who is a devotee of the Lord. So can you imagine? Give someone, it's like, I'm going to give you now a gun, and I want that you kill that devotee. And I don't know, you can provide one thing in order to make suffering or create suffering to the devotees. So it's very big mistake. Practically, we can think that it's demoniac, no? Make suffer or create suffering to the devotees, produce suffer. So for all that reason, Brahma said, I am not the supreme. And when Nrisimhadeva was there, no, killing Hiranyakashipu, and when the pastime was finished, Brahma, what was the attitude of Brahma? Scared. He was afraid of Nrisimhadeva because that mistake, no? And he never attempt to offer prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva because he know, no? I make a big mistake. So we can extract from here some principles, two or three. The first one is responsibility. When we have power, so think twice if you have the opportunity to get more power or more position and everything, because you have to live with more responsibility. And I'm talking in every aspect of life, outside the temple or inside the temple, think twice. The second thing is that we are going to commit mistakes because it's our nature. We are fallible, nor infallible. So we are going to commit mistakes. That is a fact. But we can lead that mistakes, or we can overcome that mistakes if we are humble, like Lord Brahma. If we are humble, he never fall down of his position. Lord Rama, he always was in that position. Krishna maintained him in that position. Sometimes we have the tendency, if we have knowledge, we think that others, they must serve us. Because I have knowledge, you must serve me. Or if I have any ability, you must serve me. But the thing is, that the only who obtain benefit of that relationship is the servant, not the people, the person who is seeking service. Do you understand? I'm expressing in a, well, yes? So finally, I want to share with you a little story of Srila Prabhupada. Do you want? Okay. Hamsa Dutta, a German devotee. I think that is German. He was in Germany. And he has big, big programs. And once upon a time, or once, Hamsa Dutta, he made beautiful posters of Srila Prabhupada to promote or to advertise a program. So in that picture, Srila Prabhupada was in this position. No, as we know, we Prabhupada put his head in some way that as we know, in that position, and the title of that poster was "The Führer Has Come." No, in Germany, all over the country, so we can realize the reaction of the people in Germany. No, the Führer has come. No, practically 30 years after the World War II. Hamsa Dutta made a poster with Prabhupada and with this title, no? The Führer Has Come. No? And some people agree with this promotion, and another people they was thinking, oh no, this is another neo-Nazi movement or something like that. So the GBC, they had a lot of problems with that. And Hamsa Dutta wrote Prabhupada, Prabhupada, please forgive me. I made so many mistakes. So please, please forgive me. And Prabhupada responded him, dear Hamsa Dutta, I know that you commit mistakes, but don't worry, going on in your service, because you are like an elephant. You are doing a good, good, big service, but also you pass a big stool or something like that. As an elephant, no? You are doing good, good service, big service, good programs, but also you pass big stool. So, for that reason, try to reduce your passing stool or something like that, because I have to clean up then. So that is an example how the devotee lead with this. Hamsa Dutta has a lot of responsibilities, and he also commit a lot of mistakes, but he has this attitude: please, Prabhupada, forgive me. No, because finally, to conclude this class, it's not about to have power or to we need to take seriously our responsibility or be humble. The key to understand this is that we must to serve or to please the authority. If we try to please the authority or serve the authority, we are in the most safe and secure position. And we can lead with the responsibilities, with the power, we can lead with the mistakes. But only if we are trying to please Krishna and please the spiritual master and the authority. Do you understand? Okay. So we can finish here. If you have any comment or question. John?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for your class. It's not a question, but it was more a comment and appreciation on the purport you read today. It was about leadership, power. There's a book that I'm reading now that Bhaktitir Swami wrote. It's called Leadership for an Age of Higher Consciousness. And he talks about how one who has power, if they're manipulated by lust, then they will misuse that power to mislead others. And it says, and basically says that the key is to become humble, and when one attains a higher position, that means that Krishna has given them a higher facility to serve. It's a really nice book, and I think it'd be really helpful for anybody who ends up getting a higher position in ISKCON or just in general. Because he was a perfect example of that, of a leader of a worldwide nation, and so many other positions he got from traveling. So thank you for the class. Just reminding me of that.
It's very appropriate, the comment. I remember one thing. I hear a Radhanand Maharaj class, and I read one thing about Satwarup Maharaj also, one book. And the thing is that Radhanand Maharaj said that when we have this humble attitude, this attitude to serve others, Krishna provide us power, but in the form of love. The love is a real power. And is connecting with this, in connection with this phrase of the, or this quote of Satwarup Maharaj, that he said that the difference between material power and spiritual power. The spiritual power, or the power, is in connection with purity. Because if you have a spiritual power, you have the power to purify things. Has the sun. The sun has the ability to sterilize a pot of purine. and turn it in water. That is the power of the sun. So in the same way, the spiritual power that Krishna provides us can have the quality to purify things. And as we know, the only thing that Krishna provides us in this age of Kali Yuga is the holy name of the Lord. You know? That is the most powerful process to purify things. Our heart, our sins, previous sins and everything. So we need to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Bhaktarinda ki.